Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewing and barrel-aging craft beer since 1988. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're digging into the vaults and unearthing some wonderful live performances you haven't heard before. But first, we have to pay tribute to a drummer, a singer, a songwriter who I think Greg and I both think is one of the most important of our generation.
That is Sorry Somehow, one of many great songs that drummer Grant Hart wrote in the band Husker Du. Grant Hart, dead at the age of 56 on September 13th, he died of cancer. The tragic deaths come one after another, it seems, in this business, and Grant Hart was a particularly tough blow to many of us who grew up with that indie rock scene of the 80s. With Husker Du at the center of it in many ways. Now, most people, Jim, I think, associate that band with Bob Mould. They think about Bob Mould when they think of Husker Du. Went on to have an extremely successful solo career. What they don't realize, perhaps, is that Grant Hart was in many ways an equal partner, certainly as a creative force in that trio.
Yeah, I see there are two generations, you know, that never saw Husker Du but became fans of Bob Mould, whereas you're right, every single show, it was always song A from Grant, song B from Bob. It was like the Beatles. It was like you couldn't separate Lennon and McCartney.
It was a truly remarkable band for that reason, that sort of yin-yang thing they had going up there on stage as well as on record. Bob Mould would write a song like Something I Learned Today. Hart would respond with Pink Turns Blue. You know, Mould would come up with Makes No Sense at All. You got Hart with Green Eyes. One great song after another. And it was a remarkable band formed in St. Paul, Minnesota in the late 70s. Two misfit punk rock kids bonding on their mutual love of music and their sense of being outsiders. They didn't fit in anywhere socially or musically. And started out as a hardcore band. But what really set them apart, Jim, from that whole scene, and they were a great hardcore band, hardcore punk band, was the songwriting. When Grant Hart and Bob Mould started writing original songs, they were being inspired by a lot of their 60s and 70s inspirations. The everyone from the Beatles to great psychedelic bands to the early punk bands,
all Donovan, those influences, the Birds.
You could hear them all in those songs. Grant Hart, what a presence on stage. I mean, Bob Mould was like this dancing bear up there, teetering on one foot.
Yeah.
With this large man with this playing this flying V guitar. But Grant Hart was equally difficult to take your eyes off of. The barefoot drummer, usually stripped down to nothing but shorts up there.
Very short shorts.
Kind of a hippie guy.
Sweatier than any human being I ever saw.
And the thing about Grant, not only was he a great songwriter, he sang vocals, but as a drummer, that sheets of sound approach to drumming, very jazz-oriented assault on the drums in combination with Bob Mould's guitar, which often sounded like three guitars going at once, they made this incredible sound and yet melody at the core of almost everything they wrote. I mean, the fact that you can basically name every 90s alternative rock band as being inspired by Husker Du is not an exaggeration. I mean, they all have spoken eloquently about how Husker Du influenced them, whether it was Nirvana, Pixies, Foo Fighters, Green Day. They all are taking from that blueprint laid down, that melody and mayhem combo.
Sweet and sour.
Exactly. We want to pay tribute to Grant Hart, and there are so many amazing songs we could have chosen to pay tribute to him, but I think the one that stands out for both of us is The Girl Who Lives on Heaven Hill from Husker Du's classic New Day Rising record from 1985. This is Grant Hart at his best on Sound Opinions. The Girl Who Lives on Heaven Hill from Husker Du, written by Grant Hart in tribute to Grant Hart, dead at the age of 56. If you've got a favorite Grant Hart song or memory, give us a call at 888-859-1800.
Greg, we always consider ourselves extraordinarily lucky here at Sound Opinions to host great musicians performing live and talking with us. It's like they come into our basement, our house, and we're hanging out, and we're getting a concert, right? We try to air as much of the performance as possible, but occasionally we're left with extra songs that did not make it into the show. So we are going to celebrate those never-before-heard live performances from guests we've had on the show recently, starting with the wonderful Courtney Barnett. We taped her live, not in our basement here at WBEZ, but at the Goose Island Tap Room. And the show aired in August 2016. It was interesting, I think, in a lot of ways. First of all, Courtney is one of the best singers and songwriters I've encountered in the last decade. Incredibly strong stuff. And she performed for us, talking and singing just her and the electric guitar. It was not the full-on power trio that is so overwhelming when you see them live. We talked to her about her 2015 debut, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit, one of my favorite album titles ever. And we both had had it on our top 10 list that year. We wanted to get into her songwriting process and her musical influences. And here she is playing a great song called Scotty Says from her debut album.
Barnett with Scotty Says live on Sound Opinions. Next up, Jim, we're going to do Mudhoney from Seattle.
Boy, that was fun.
We did a road trip to Seattle last year, and it was one of our most fun ventures, I have to say. We were at the Neptune Theater, And the band, which has been around since the late 80s, basically precursors of that, I hate to use the G word, but that G word scene that was in Seattle in the early 90s, they got there ahead of just about everybody in terms of the sound and the sensibility, basically drawing on, you know, early punk rock, precursors of punk rock, Iggy and the Stooges, you know, bands of that ilk.
Like
and
Sonics, you know, another Pacific Northwest band that had gotten there in the 60s.
So three of the four guys go way back in the band. Mark Arm on guitar and vocals, lead guitarist Steve Turner, the drummer Dan Peters. The new guy, he's actually been there for like 16, 17 years at this point, is Guy Madison. We sat down and talked with the band, and then they played a full set for us.
Oh, man, I know.
It was one of the great moments, you know, just being able to sit there and watch Mudhoney go full on for about an hour at the Neptune Theater in their home base in front of a really enthusiastic audience.
We also got a picture, you and me, kneeling next to the footboard that has the Super Fuzz Big Muff pedal.
That's right. I have those pictures. It's like, okay, now we're seeing these iconic moments of how Steve Turner got that really dirty sound on those early Mudhoney records. And you can hear some of that on the song we're going to play here. It's 1995 from their 1995 album, My Brother the Cow, from Mudhoney on Sound Opinions. That is Mudhoney with 1995 from their 2016 live performance for Sound Opinions in Seattle. After a break, Jim and I are going to share some never-before-aired live performances from Slater Kinney, Zola Jesus, and more. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.